You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Rats. If you live in the city, it seems like they are everywhere. In your trash can, in the backyard, sometimes even hiding in your car, and they are getting bolder.
Oh, my God, there's another one.
Oh, yeah. This is our nightly entertainment.
Oh, my God, there it goes again.
So that's WBUR senior investigative reporter Willoughby Mariano watching rats scurrying around at night with Alston resident Candace Smith outside Smith's apartment. Willoughby's new to Boston, and for her first on-air story here, she delved into the world of our four-legged collective nemesis and how to fight back. Willoughby's here in Studio 2 along with Alicia Privett, who is an environmental health coordinator for the city of Somerville and works with the city's rodent control program. Willoughby. Hey there.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. And Alicia, welcome to Radio Boston.
Yeah, thank you.
So Willoughby, let's start with, how'd you pick rats as your first on-air story here?
Well, lucky me, I wanted to live near the station, like a good employee, and so I moved into Alston, which is nicknamed Rat City. Funny, right? Yeah, rats. It's a city. Everyone has rats. But boy, people had stories about rats, and the ones in particular about cars, rats eating wires in cars, were harrowing. I talked to a lady who had her brakes cut by little rat teeth and, you know, the brake wires, and the wires to a coolant sensor. Chewed up. And then I talked to the marvelous Candace Smith, who y'all just heard in that clip, who was driving at 70 miles per hour on a way to a camping trip when her power steering went out. And little did she know, rats had eaten up the wires to her alternator. The car completely lost power. And she survived, but then she figured out rats were crawling in the parking lot behind her apartment.
So then she checks under the hood?
Yes, she does. And well, you know, that first time, she found a basketball-sized wad of paper and detritus. It was gross. And then she started checking her hood at least every 48 hours. And so she saw all sorts of snacks that they brought into her car, which was nice and cozy and warm. They eat snacks there like it was their little rat lounge.
And you gave us a little sound of that. I think I'm going to play that here.
Yes.
I would find things like used diapers, a lot of food wrappers, a lot of paper, and then one time, three still attached together ribs from a rack of ribs that they had pulled from the dumpster to come eat in the car.
Well, and this is what is so interesting to me about this. That's where public health and sanitation comes in. There were about a half dozen rusted out dumpsters in the parking lot right next to where she used to park her car, and they were all uncovered, and there were rats crawling in and out, just having a ball, having a buffet back there.
And so, Alicia Privett, this is where I turn to you, because in studying rats for this segment, and, you know, Willoughby's reporting, trash is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So from my perspective, I see rats, like you said, it's a public health issue. It's also a larger environmental issue. We do see a lot of trash and garbage overflowing dumpsters and things like that are the biggest drivers for rat activity in certain areas. And so we really try to, as a community, work together to really address those issues. I call restaurants pretty often just to remind them to look into their dumpster contracts and replace those dumpsters and keep a tightly fitted lid so that we make sure that those are rodent proof, as well as educate on other practices as well to secure trash.
We're here with Alicia Privett, who's an environmental health coordinator in Somerville, and Willoughby Mariano, WBUR senior investigative reporter. We're talking about rats, why we're seeing a lot of them, where you find them, what we can do about them. So, pun intended, Willoughby, after this, you sort of went down the rat hole on the car thing.
Oh, yeah.
And found out, not unusual.
No, not unusual at all. I mean, because they're nice and warm after you leave your car parked for the night. You know, rats like to hang out, especially in winter, and it's just a comfortable place for them to be. So they might bring their food in. They might also chew in the food and the wires, whatever it is. They like cars.
And the interior under the hood both is a great place to make a nest, but can also supply nesting material.
Well, not so much a nest for rats. Mice tend to nest. They like it and they like trash. And where there's trash, there's rats. And where there's rats, they like to hang out with them. So they're making themselves comfortable.
So coming back to you, Alicia, one of the things that struck me is we are beginning to see more coordinated efforts, recognizing that this is a problem. Somerville has seen the same kind of uptick as a Cambridge and a Boston over the last few years mm-hmm. in both reports and instances, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah. So we definitely saw an uptick in rat reports through the city, especially during COVID, because a lot of the food kind of drove towards the residents' receptacles rather than the restaurants. So a lot more people were seeing them in near their homes, things like that. We are starting to see a decrease, so we might be on the downturn of that bell curve. But I still want to remain vigilant. It's important to keep educating the public about how to prevent rat activity by reducing access to food, water, and shelter, and really try to drive home that fact that we want to implement long-term prevention rather than those short-term practices.
And what keeps people from doing that? I mean, what strikes me in hearing you say that, and I hadn't thought of this yet, Alicia Privet, but when you said it, I mean, that's the same thing that we say to people about, okay, it's bear season, don't put your bird feeders out. It's coyotes, don't have water and food. Don't feed the geese. You know, fill in the don't feed the X, right?
Yeah.
So what keeps people from being able to do the things that you're talking about to avoid a sort of explosion of the rat population?
The first thing that comes to mind is convenience. Sometimes it can be like, for example, trash cans. If we have not a lot of trash cans nearby, people are going to litter more. So if we put more trash cans in a smaller area or radius, they are more likely to actually dispose of that trash in a receptacle. Things like that. It's just an example. One thing I feel like is cost. And Somerville and Boston and Cambridge in general have a lot of older homes that didn't account for, you know, all this rodent activity, right? So we try to educate people on exclusion work in their yards to try to keep those rats out of their yards. But that can be expensive and kind of hard to do. So I understand why people are kind of hesitant to do those changes as well.
And before I go back to Willoughby, what's exclusion work?
Yeah, so exclusion work might look like lining your porch or fences with hardware cloth. I recommend a steel hardware cloth about a quarter of an inch thick. And
why do rats need steel cloth?
Very specific. So steel is very hard for rats to chew through. So they have it's just too hard for them to make that bite. And then also quarter of an inch is specific. So like about the size of a quarter, all rats can fit through holes the size of a quarter. Very, very small. And it doesn't look like that, but that's our recommendation for sure. Yeah.
So Willoughby's, my jaws both just dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll turn back to you, Willoughby. Boston City Councilor Ed Flynn is pushing for a rat czar in the city of Boston. There's been, they've started to talk about this at the city council level. You know, District 9 Councilor Liz Braden from an April 14th Boston Globe article was talking about, okay, rats are more active in the winter because the weather's been milder. We're also not seeing the die-off that we might. As you dived into this, you know, so what other prevention and mitigation, especially on the car front, but elsewhere, did you come across as you talked to people about rats?
Well, there are funny prevention methods on the car front that are maybe not so effective, like Irish Spring soap. You're supposed to put that underneath the hood, and they hate the smell. I mean, a lot of us hate the smell. So peppermint oil, spraying that. Supposed to also keep the rats away because of the smell, but those are really not approved by, you know, officials. There's not a lot of science backing them. So really, in the end, just park your car away from the dumpsters. If you're going to rent a space, make sure it is not near dumpsters, and it's definitely not near dumpsters that are open and full of holes like poor Candace had.
park your car away from the rat, where the rats might be.
Oh, yeah.
And should people be checking under the hood of a car regularly, especially a car that maybe sits for any kind of long period of time, Willoughby?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, do it. I mean, just as a precautionary measure. It's the worst kind of thing to think that a rat would be eating your car. So, yeah, go for it. Yeah, and maybe some of these over-the-counter methods might work for you or might give you some peace of mind.
And Alicia Privet from Somerville, there are now regional conversations at Rat Academy happened in Cambridge recently. What are some of the other methods that communities are exploring when containment of the trash, et cetera, isn't enough? I mean, the rats are here now, so now what do you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We have been exploring various practices, such as Somerville, we have a smart box program. These smart boxes are electrical traps. We work with modern pests to use them, and basically it baits the rats in, and then it sort of electrocutes them, basically, and that kills them in that way. Just an alternative to rodent poison. And then we also are working with Cambridge to explore birth control, things like that. So trying to find creative alternative solutions to mitigating the rat population.
I'm sure listeners are going to want me to ask one more. I'm sorry, rat birth control?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
It's very new, very much in the exploratory phase. And I just want to put that out there. A lot of communities around Boston, Jamaica Plains, Somerville, just local communities have worked on using them. There's variation success rates, but I think it's always worth trying. I'm open to anything to try to reduce the rat population.
The rats. Alicia Privet is an environmental health coordinator for the city of Somerville, works on rodent control. And Willoughby Mariano is WBUR senior investigative reporter. Willoughby, thanks.
Thank you.
And Alicia, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.